And this is Mike Osborne with state and local news at 4 minutes past. The medical community in Tennessee is reacting favorably to the opioid response legislation passed during the just-ended session of the state assembly. Dave Cheney with the Tennessee Medical Association says the state's doctors feel the legislation strikes the right balance between reining in the number of pain prescriptions written and ensuring continued access to pain meds for Tennesseans with chronic pain.
There are stricter now parameters on that initial prescription that prescribers, that doctors and other healthcare providers who prescribe these medications must follow.
In 2017, there were more painkiller prescriptions written than there are people in Tennessee. But Dave Cheney notes a recent study by the Institute for Human Data Science shows pain prescriptions have fallen by 21% since 2013.
The medical community has actually been working for many years to turn back that dial, and we can see now just in the last 5 years that dramatic drop.
Mary Lyndon Salter with the Tennessee Association of Alcohol, Drug, and Other Addiction Services says her members are also generally happy with the opioid legislation, but she does note that the new state funding won't be enough to provide all the treatment beds needed.
An additional $25 million. I haven't sat down and done the math, but you know, we're edging towards 50% of the population that need treatment would actually have access.
Salter says Tennessee has a long waiting list of individuals seeking treatment, and her members are excited about the new resources promised by lawmakers. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.